This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Do you consider yourself creative? Or maybe you're someone who wants to use your creative gifts to better serve and build the church. Brooke Lidgetwood is part of Hillsong Worship and is also known for her solo releases as Brooke Fraser. Now Brooke has teamed up with some of her fellow Christian creatives to launch Creator Online, a digital masterclass resource that gives people instant access to what they call life-changing video lessons, courses, and conversations from the leading worship and creative voices in the church. The content is aimed at helping people unlock their God-given potential, and I asked Brooke all about it. How long has this idea of this platform bringing this to life really been on your heart?
It's probably been a bit over a year now. You know, lockdown started, and then Dylan, one of our founders, Dylan Thomas, really had on his heart for a long time to create a really unique approach, an excellent approach to church creative space, and had that on his heart for a lot of years, and then kind of began talking to Scott Lidgetwood, who I happen to be married to, and then me. And then it kind of started to grow of this group of people who were all church builders. We love the local church. We're planted in our churches, but we love Christ's church. And, you know, we were all locked down. So normally we were all occupied doing other things, but we had this moment in time kind of early in the pandemic where we went, you know, we could do something that could really be helpful, and that we might not have another window of time in our lives to be able to be this intentional about and pour into like this. And so kind of Creator was birthed out of that. And it's a ever widening group of people from kind of all parts of the church, which is really exciting, who just really have a heart to see this generation and then the next generation of leaders and creativity in the church, both across worship and music. Eventually we'll kind of be going into production and film, like film elements of church and all of these things to really equip church builders. And I think particularly one thing that felt personal for me was, I guess, in the age of social media and there being so much that's visible, I think sometimes, of course, there can be just a distortion of how Jesus designed gifts to be applied within the church. And so really the heart of Creator is absolutely to really help practically upskill people, but also to help people both also grow in their faith and kind of deepen in their tenderness towards Jesus's church as a whole.
It's a good thing that you point out, because I was going to ask you what sort of things you are teaching people, because yes, there is the practical, but as you mentioned, in this really visual, very sometimes flashy looking example of church life and in a way this kind of odd glamour that can come with it too. Yes. People don't always have the core values of leadership necessarily and of worship within what they're doing. So what sort of things is Creator teaching people from that kind of perspective?
Yeah, I love that question. So at this point, we've got three kind of streams of content within the app or the website. And those are courses, which are kind of really the jewel in the crown. They're full like master courses on a particular subject, whether that's worship leading or songwriting. Those are the two streams we've launched with, but we will be expanding. And so they're really in-depth kind of practical and pastoral things taught by the creators. And what we're doing is not going, this is how you lead worship 101. It's really taught from the unique perspective, practice and process of the instructor or the creator. So Tasha Cobbs Leonard, for example, who is an incredible gospel artist as well as a worship leader and actually a lead pastor of a church. So she has her and her husband Kenneth really have a heart for creators in the church because they lead a church. So she teaches a course about worship warfare, which sounds very ethereal, but she makes it so practical and so biblical, which is really important. So there's a really solid theological foundation to everything that is taught, and it's practical, theological, and pastoral. And so that's her. So her course is a number of lessons. So there's then I do a course on worship leading, and the brilliant Brandon Lake has a songwriting course, and we've got more. There's more content that's being uploaded every month. So we've got courses, and then we have conversations, which is kind of that's kind of the spontaneous part of Creator. So that's where it's two creatives within the church sitting down and talking about church, talking about their own journeys, talking about the Lord, talking about the word. And those are the moments that have been really special where kind of the Holy Spirit often sometimes takes over and the conversation will veer in a particular direction and it really feels like you're being ministered to. So those are conversations. And then another third content stream, which I'm personally really excited about, is classes. So classes are single episodes of between 10 to 15 minutes each where one person is teaching about a subject that can just sometimes be misunderstood or misapplied or misconstrued within the church. Mm. So I teach a course about redemptive art and about the power of art that is created within and propelled from the church and being missional through art. And then Sam Lopez is a brilliant teacher who actually breaks down calling, which we were really excited to launch with that particular class because I think calling is something that can be really misunderstood. Yeah. I guess for all Christians and also particularly for creatives, like if I think that I'm called to be a worship leader, well, what does that mean for the other, 138 hours of my week? Does that mean that I'm not called the rest of the time? Or does the Bible teach us and does Jesus offer us actually a different perspective on what it means to be called? So those are the kinds of things we kind of tackle with. So overall, I think the teaching that people have access to through Creator, we pray, is really freeing. We pray that the Lord really meets people through it, that there's lies that are displaced. And then there's also real practical equipping and encouragement and inspiration for people who just have a heart to build the local church through their gifts.
You are bringing things back to the simple foundational stuff, but doing it in such
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.